Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Have you been given any assurances by management that your job is safe or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't get into those type of things, Mary Kay. I would just tell you my focus, our football team's focus is solely on the Buffalo Bills. And obviously watching the tape today, that's our focus, but that's all we really care about.
So you haven't asked for anything like that for, you know, any kind of a vote of confidence that you'll be able to continue on after this or anything?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into those type of things, Mary Kay. Not my focus.
There she was. Hit the hard-hitting questions yesterday at the press conference with Kevin Stefanski, and right now she is on the hotline. She is Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Make sure you read her every day. Mary Kay, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
You asked the questions I think a lot of fans were thinking about yesterday when you asked that. Were you? I'm not surprised by his answer, but I'm just get your reaction to what he had to say.
Well, certainly not surprised by his answer at all, but it is that time. It's that time of year with a 3-11 record where you start having to address this issue. And you have to wonder what Jimmy Haslam is thinking and what he's going to do. Now, we haven't heard anything from Jimmy, of course, and we haven't heard anything for a long time from Andrew Berry because he did not talk at the bye week this year. So we really don't know what these guys are thinking. So we'll have to see how it goes. I mean, I do know that at the NFL annual meeting, Jimmy basically said that he wasn't going to be necessarily holding their feet to the fire this year, because they knew that it was a fact-finding mission on the quarterback. So we'll see if he holds to that.
Mary Kay, do you think, and I would think the answer is yes, do you think Kevin wants to be back?
I would think so, yes. I would think that he would want to finish what he started here.
I would think so, too.
I think that this year it laid the foundation for Super Bowl window two, and I think that they're going to add another big layer to that next year when they have two first-round picks, a lot of resources, a decent amount of cap space, and I think they're going to, you know, pretty much put the finishing touches on Super Bowl window two. It's not that you get there in that first year when you put sort of the finishing touches on it, but you have pretty much the team that you think can get you there.
When was Super Bowl window one?
Well, it was.
We left that in Kansas City, didn't we?
It was, you know, it was supposed to be led by Deshaun Watson, and it didn't work out that way, but that's what that was all about when you had Deshaun and Miles and Denzel and a great offensive line and all of those guys. So that was Super Bowl window one, and Deshaun was the leader of Super Bowl window one. And now they definitely need to find a quarterback for Super Bowl window two, but that's what's going on here. They're building their next entry to try to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, you said they were on a fact-finding mission for the quarterback. What facts have we figured out?
I think that it's still a work in progress. I think that Shedeur Sanders in this past game, I think he took a step back. I think that he really probably gave the Browns pause in terms of thinking about whether or not he could be their guy at the beginning of next year. Not that that they don't want to still obviously develop him, but it wasn't a game in which he built upon what he did the week before to say, hey, yes, I can absolutely be the guy. It was a game that you have to look at and say, okay, we have to go back to the drawing board. We have to see more. We have to see what he can do in these final three starts before we know whether or not we need to draft a quarterback in the first round of the draft.
I want to go back to Kevin for a second. we all know how it works in the NFL. You don't win three games and then whatever you're going to win this year and keep your job. I would think, Mary Kay, there's only one circumstance where they don't make a change with Kevin's position. And I said this earlier in our show, and that's if the Haslams completely take responsibility for Deshaun Watson and don't blame Kevin for what's happened to the team. Can you think of, do you think that's accurate? And do you think there's any other circumstance where they think they would bring him back?
Well, I also think, I don't really think that that's the case.
Okay.
I don't think that that's the case. I think the Haslams have already taken the blame for that situation, even though they don't deserve full blame for it. That was an organizational decision, but they're putting that on themselves. So I really don't think that that factors in here. I think the thing that they would have to look at over these last three games is the operation clean? Is it efficient? Are the players working really, really extremely hard? And then above all, what is your quarterback situation going to look like for 2026? And is Kevin the guy to lead that charge and to oversee that whole operation? And I think it will include and involve what's going to be happening with Shador. Has Shador demonstrated over the final three games the kind of growth that you need to see to show that he can be your guy? And if so, is Kevin and Tommy, are they the right combo to get him where he needs to go? And if not, if Deshaun Watson is going to be your bridge quarterback in the early part of the season, are Kevin and Tommy the right combo to get that done? So I think it has almost everything to do with what kind of offense you want to run, where you're going with your quarterback, and is Kevin and the combo of Kevin and Tommy the right group to lead you there?
Haven't heard Shador say a whole lot about Kevin. You think he likes the coaching that he receives?
Yes, I do. I think he is skittish about answering questions about Kevin because, I don't know, just because there's so much of a narrative out there about how Kevin is trying to sabotage him, I think he's probably just always being very, very careful about what he says. But I do think that these two guys, once again, are working together very, very hard behind the scenes. They're working very hard in practice with him, but Kevin and Shador are working hard behind the scenes in his office, going over the practice tape and things like that together. So I would have to think that Shador appreciates that and attributes some of his development to those very important sessions. So
should he say it?
I don't even know what anybody should say or not say anymore, because you guys know how things get twisted on social media, and you can say something that sounds one way, and if people decide to aggregate it another way, then it's going to be portrayed erroneously. So I think he should just say what he feels like he needs to say in the moment and not overthink it too much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, we were trying to kind of go through the whole scenario of Kevin and, fans all seem to kind of think that Kevin's on, he's on borrowed time right now, that it seems like once the season's over, they're going to let him go. And then you start asking yourself, if you do let him go, who are you replacing him with? Is there somebody out there that you think is a changer for this organization if they would decide to let Kevin go?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. They're playing it very, very, very close to the vest right now. And so we don't know what anybody is thinking inside the organization. They are not saying, they're not talking. What we do know is that some in the national media are putting Kevin out there as a sought-after candidate. and not really exactly sure where that's coming from. But I do think that he would get a lot of interest out there on the open market if he becomes a free agent. Again, I think what has to happen with the Cleveland Browns is they have to decide what their quarterback situation is and if Kevin is the right coach to lead that charge. So those two things are going to go hand in hand, and then we'll see where this all goes.
Mary Kay, if, let's just say, management ownership blows up everything, who would get more interest around the NFL? Would it be Kevin or would it be Andrew?
Well, once again, you know, when I talk about the whole Andrew situation, I almost, you know, I think it would be very difficult to part ways with someone who has just drafted probably the one of the best draft classes that I've seen in the history of the Cleveland Browns. I think it would be very, very hard to say, okay, we're done with you, right? I mean, you're probably going to have the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. You've got a really great defensive tackle. You have a really, really good running back. You've got a really good tight end out of this draft. You have another good running back. You know, the list kind of goes on and on. You add Isaiah Bond into this class, and then you haven't even made arguably your most important pick with it. Maybe not your most important, but one of your most important picks came from the trade down from 2 to 5, which is your first round pick that the Jaguars have in next year's draft. So I just don't know how you look at all of that and you say, no, you have to go. I'm not feeling that. I'm just not feeling that at all.
What do you want to see these last three games?
Well, Shador, if he wants to seize the moment, he's going to have to show really good decision-making, really good footwork. He's going to have to show a little bit more than just a couple of explosive plays. The good thing for him is they're not playing very good defenses over the next couple of weeks, and you've got some important guys that are out, some edge rushers that might not even play in these games. We know Trey Hendrickson won't play in the final game, and T.J. Watt, and he might not play when the Browns face the Steelers in 2 weeks because of the collapsed lung. So he's not going to be tested against some of the best defenses in the NFL. So you're really going to have to look at traits. You're going to have to look at ball placement, which was not good this past week. Where is the ball going? What are the decisions that you're making? Are you seeing the field the way that you need to see it? You know, just the accuracy, the decision-making, the not taking the negative plays, making those explosives, just continued growth from him and getting back to some of the things that are his strengths and his fortes. So if he can do that, then he still has a chance to say to the Cleveland Browns, you don't have to look elsewhere. I can be your guy.
All right.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be a wild last 3 weeks here, I can tell you that. At least, I mean, for a team with three wins, there's still plenty of storylines heading into the offseason.
And more to come.
Yeah. We'll see. We shall see. Mary Kay, thank you. As always, we appreciate your time and your perspective.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, Plain Dealer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.